Welcome back to tonight's Late Debate with me, Áine Kerr. My panel tonight are Fianna Fáil's Malcolm Byrne, Sinn Féin's Donacha O'Leary, Independent TD Sean Kenny and Claire Scott from the Sunday Times. Now, the dole is off today following the bank holiday weekend, but we're going to look ahead to tomorrow when the Enterprise Committee will be hearing from officials from the Revenue Commission and Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment on the Small Company Administrative Rescue Scheme. Claire, you might remind us what this scheme was that was introduced back in 2021 and what we can expect to be discussed tomorrow when it comes to small businesses in the country.
Yeah, well, this was brought in 2021, and I think tomorrow there's going to be a look at what further measures need to be put in place in order to support small businesses. We've seen a number of closures over the last number of months, particularly in the hospitality sector. There isn't really an indication about what these recommendations are going to look like yet. I know that the Taoiseach Simon Harris, when he became a Fine Gael leader, he requested two reports from within his own party, one looking at agriculture and another looking at how to support small businesses. So that was, you know, a considerable time ago, and I think that there's a level of frustration now that something hasn't been put forward. So all of this will be discussed tomorrow with a view to having an outline of new supports coming out at the end of the month.
The types of businesses government is most concerned with here, these are our hairdressers, small salons, family-run businesses like the local bakery, the small bookstore. Those are the ones that are particularly struggling in this perfect storm around cost of living, energy prices.
Exactly, and I think particularly with looking to the hospitality sector, I mean, there have been substantial calls for a return to that 9% VAT rate that we saw as an emergency measure come in during the pandemic. My sense within government and talking to various officials that there's no sign of that coming back in.
So this was it was originally 13.5%, reduced to 9%. It's held steady even in the post-COVID era. There's been a lot of mixed mood music. What you think is going to happen is the 9% is going to go. It's going to go back to the 13.5. And is there a timeline for that?
No indication yet, but I think, you know, it could be a thing that it will be discussed ahead of budget in terms of looking at that VAT rate again, but there's no indication that there's going to be any changes made to VAT over the coming months.
And is that something the government is constantly being lobbied on by small businesses?
I understand. So I think there was a significant report out recently from the Restaurants Association that got a lot of traction. But I think indications from Minister McGrath and even just within the Department of Enterprise, I think the understanding is that isn't going to shift anytime soon.
Sean Kenny, to bring you in on this small company administrative rescue process, otherwise known as SCARF, it's been in place since 2021. Do you think it's fit for purposes based on your conversations with small businesses around the country?
No, and I think the small businesses we're talking about are the shopkeepers, the bakers, the butchers who are there, maybe themselves, their wives, and maybe one or two other people working for them. I think one of the biggest gripes they have is there's a great hooray when the government announced an increase in the minimum wage, but it's these small employers who actually take up the brunt of that cost. And they also take up the brunt of the PRSI payments that have to happen. And the regional group of TDs, of which I am a member, introduced a private member's motion, which we asked government to increase the threshold for the PRSI so that the employers are paying the lower rate until people earn up to €500. Another big issue that people will tell you about is this thing with government departments who are doing their procurement at national level centrally. So the very small person supplying stationery in the local town cannot supply his local school or their local HSE offices or hospitals or whatever because they have to be purchased centrally. And I think that type of thing has got to be taken out of the market. It will help procurement locally, it will help economies locally, and probably will get better value for money than doing it centrally. I think there's a number of other measures that can be put in place, and definitely the VAT rate should be reduced to the 9%.
Yeah, and but to clarify there, so it was the 13.5 down to 9 during COVID, back up to the 13.5. So what small businesses want to see is the return to the 9. Is that something you're being
Absolutely.
Lobbied on a lot by
Absolutely.
Small businesses?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and we've had lots of discussion with small businesses when we were preparing our motion, because we were taking from them what they were telling us and trying to formulate it into actions that can be done by government. The government will tell you they can't change the VAT rate until the next budget, but if they indicate that they're doing it, at least it will give some sort of oxygen to people who are in business and wondering whether they should close the door or not. And what I find is that families, the small family businesses that are there, that there's nobody inclined to come in and to take it over. To the succession rate is not happening, because the young people see that there's a lot of hard work and a lot of hours and a lot of responsibility and a lot of worry goes into it without actually getting a return from it. And at the same time, these same small businesses are the people who are trying to support the schools, all the fundraisers that go on in communities. And I think they do need that little bit of breathing space and, as I say, oxygen, in order that they may survive.
Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil on that point about oxygen, and Sean has given a long list on procurement, administration, bureaucracy that small businesses are contending with. But that request again for the VAT to go back to the 9, managing expectations tonight, what would you say to small businesses, particularly on that VAT rate?
So I suppose, you know, without it being a cliche, you know, small businesses are the backbone of the Irish economy. And from a Fianna Fáil parliamentary party point of view, we've been meeting with both representative organisations. I think it's probably fair to say that you can't turn a corner in Leinster House, but you meet Adrian Cummins of the Restaurants Association lobbying on behalf of his members. You know, we've met with individual businesses as well. I stand over the government's decision on, you know, the moves toward the living wage, you know, the decisions around sick pay, decisions around auto enrolment. These are in workers' both short-term and long-term interests, and we need to look after our workers in the retail sector, but more generally. But we're very conscious that this does increase the costs on small businesses. And what a lot of them are saying is, look, governments are doing all of these things and we're going along with it, but it's coming at the same time as, you know, increases in energy costs and so on.
So is there an imbalance in supporting low workers with all of those initiatives, but also and supporting small businesses?
So we do need to address some of the small business supports. Now, there have been a lot of small business supports put in place. I mean, during COVID, we had, you know, the tax warehousing. People will be aware that the cost of business support grant that's out at the moment, that's costing the Exchequer $250 million. So there are specific measures that are out there. There are obviously budgetary decisions, and Sean is correct. I think certainly in terms of employers, PRSI, I know that is on the table. There is a concern around the 13.5% VAT rate, and being blunt, and the Restaurants Association and others know that, when it was reduced from 13.5% to 9%, while a lot of businesses played ball, the hotel sector in particular didn't. And
you know, believe they passed the cost on, and obviously they have claimed otherwise.
There are ways that are being explored to look at, you know, can we split that VAT rate? So in other words,
meet them in the middle between 9 and 13?
Well,
and
no,
a half.
What I'm talking about is that what you have is that hotels and accommodation providers may remain at the 13.5, but that there would be a separate lower rate for food. Now that is being explored. You've got to remember, you know, that. Cutting a tax rate also has implications. Like the cut from 13.5% to 9% costs the Exchequer over $600 million in a full year. So that's, you know, tax revenue.
So,
that
but
has
potentially
to be found
two
elsewhere.
Bands. There'll be ones that will stay on 13.5% and some
That could be considered. But I also think some of those direct support measures, like when it comes to energy costs, like when it comes to, as Sean said, on employers, PRSI, direct supports to businesses, particularly in order, like we did during COVID, to keep up employment.
Okay. Donegal O'Leary of Sinn Féin, to bring you in on that. Do you think there is a conflict here for the government between trying to do some things to support low-paid workers, but also support small businesses? Is there an imbalance? How would Sinn Féin approach that?
Well, like when I talk to businesses that are under pressure, and there are an awful lot of businesses under pressure, you know, right across food, drink, but also, you know, beauty salons and hairdressers and laundrettes and things like that, they're under savage pressure. when I talk to them, I think that while, you know, it is very challenging to try and meet, you know, minimum wage and things like that, they accept that it needs to be done. They accept that workers need to be paid and that workers need to have good paying conditions. And indeed, they're, you know, they are in competition with other businesses as well. The big one that people keep coming back to is energy. And that is the big driver that is putting, you know, especially I mentioned some businesses there that are, you know, they might only have 5 or 6 people on the payroll, but they could use an awful lot of energy if you're in laundry or if you're in beauty or hairdressing. Like, they're very energy intensive. And for people like that, they're really struggling with the energy bills. And, you know, I think some of the schemes that have been put down there have been really, really onerous in terms of accessing them. And you can see that from the take up, like the TBES, the energy, the temporary energy support scheme. It was 1.3 billion budgeted for it. And it was 12% of that was taken up. Like, I mean, that is a very, very low take up. And, you know, like the, somebody made the point to me, like if I'm a struggling business, you know, can I afford to pay the accountant to go through this to the extent that it needs to be gone to be successful? And that is the reality. I think there's similar issues with the increased cost of business scheme. The take up is still quite low in my own area in Cork City. There's 37% of eligible businesses taking it up. The deadline's now closed. I'd be calling the government to extend and reopen that until we find out why the take up is so low, because these are the costs that are crippling people. And we do need to address that. They are very much the backbone of the economy, and there's an awful lot of types of businesses that sometimes can be forgotten, and I think of people in the trades very often are small businesses as well. But energy is really the big driver, and we need to get on top of that. And I don't think the supports that are there are working for businesses at the minute.
Okay, we'll be back after these.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.